So Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita says that knowledge in mode of ignorance means to consider one thing as everything. Yes. This is 18.22. Yattu krutsnavad ekasmin kariye sakta mahaitukam atatvartavad alpamcha tattamasam udaharitam. So yattu krutsnavad ekasmin. One thing as krutsnavad. Everything. Nothing as one thing as everything. Kariye saktam ahaitukam. One does not consider, one becomes very attached, one doesn't consider the ultimate cause of things. Atatvarthavat alpamchanu. Atatvarthavat. There is no sound understanding of reality, tattva. Alpa, it is meager. It takes one fragment of reality and goes into it. So we could say that in today's framework, scientism would be tamasic knowledge. It is knowledge. Now, this concept of itself, knowledge in ignorance. Normally, say knowledge is opposite of ignorance. So, knowledge in the mode of ignorance means what? How could knowledge be in ignorance? There can be some knowledge that actually increases our ignorance. Because we get so caught in a tunnel vision of reality. That now a tunnel, I can see somewhere ahead in the tunnel also. But it's a long tunnel, I just keep going deeper and deeper into the tunnel. There's a big world outside which I don't know it. So when one thinks of matter to be everything, well, there are functional materials who say that matter is all that matters. But there are fanatical materialists also. They say matter is all that exists. So they are what Krishna talks about, knowledge in the mode of ignorance. They claim matter to be everything. Instead of trying to be pure devotees of Krishna, they are pure devotees of matter. Matter first, matter only, nothing except matter. So, that is, to take one fragment of reality and to make it everything, that is knowledge. Although we are getting more and more factual knowledge in terms of information, but in terms of a comprehension of the full picture, we are actually going deeper and deeper into ignorance. That is knowledge in the mode of ignorance. Yes.
The next question is,